The Stuff I Do for Free Stuff. It's November 16, 2008.
A random noodle update.
From theramennoodle.com.
I gave blood last week. No, not just to any random person on the street that I poked a straw in my chest and started pumping out blood for free. I went to a specialized Halloween party where everyone there was dressed up like nurses. And then they brought out the 17-gauge needle. Think about a shotgun. 8-gauge, 12-gauge, 16-gauge, something like that, shells. This is a 17-gauge needle. The thing was huge. Imagine poking a shotgun into your arm. But the nurse was really good with this shotgun that he poked in my arm. Because of my blood type, they asked me if I would consider donating a double red blood count donation thing, which takes my blood out, spins it around in a circle, which makes it really dizzy, and then all of the red blood cells tend to kind of dizzy their way over into one section, and all of the plasma and platelets tend to dizzy themselves over into another section. And then those plasma and platelets are put in a bag, and it looks just like A&W sparkling vanilla cream soda, and then that bag is reinserted into my blood through a tube. Not like they stuff the whole bag inside my arm, because then it would look like I have baggy arms, and the bags would eventually work their ways up to my eyes, and people would say, "Oh, you have such baggy eyes." And I would tell people, "Yeah, it's because I got my blood plasma and platelets put back in through a bag that they inserted in my arm through the shotgun that they have in my arm." Yeah. When I told this story to one of my friends, he looked at me in disbelief and he said, "Why on earth would you let someone take your blood and reinsert some of it back into you? Why would you go through all of that?" When you give blood, it changes your blood sugar levels. So the donation place has a solution: free cookies and juice. I love free stuff. So did I donate blood just for the free cookies and free orange juice? Is that bad? Okay, no, I really had a good reason for donating blood, because someone out there will probably live thanks to my blood. But if you know me well, you know I love free stuff. I'm subscribed to about a dozen websites where I can get tons of freebies, like granola bars, tea, coffee, DVD rentals, calendars, artificial sweeteners, instant brownies, chocolates, candies, posters, magazine subscriptions, tools, post-it notes, a jar opener, a mood ring, and even much more. And I gotta tell you about something that happened recently, though, is I saw a book would be available for free if I just signed up. It was the Book of Mormon. I thought, well, I should do a little bit of research, get some comparative religion here. I didn't realize they would personally hand deliver the Mormon Bible to me. That was a little bit of a surprise, but I still got it for free. And it's free, so free is free. Free as in speech. But today has got to be the best day of all freedom, freeness, freeishness, freedom. Yeah, freedom. I did a little bit of shopping today. Got a free DVD rental from Redbox, thanks to InsideRedbox.com's codes. And I stopped by Kroger on the way back. And at Kroger, they had free samples. Not just a cracker here or a little bit of sushi there. They had lots of free samples. Let me tell you what I got. 3 different types of pudding bread, about 7 different kinds of chip dip on 6 different kinds of chips or crackers, 3 different flavors of ice cream, 3 different flavors of eggnog, 2 different types of meat, and 3 different kinds of soup. When I left Kroger today, I didn't need lunch anymore. I was stuffed. And yet, I realized when I left there, I didn't buy anything. Oh well, I got stuff for free, and That's what matters, isn't it? Like the song goes, let freedom ring. Just not at the register. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider leaving a comment on the website, theramennoodle.com. T-H-E-R-A-M-E, a couple of N's, a couple of O's, D-L-E.com. Or you can email me at theramennoodle.com. Stalk me on Twitter through twitter.com/theramennoodle. Or leave a comment in iTunes, and I would really appreciate it. The next full episode of The Ramen Noodle will be released in hopefully a couple of weeks, and it will be the follow-up to my Ramen Noodle campaign, so you can find out if your vote, if you voted for it, counted, and how it did or didn't count. Again, thanks for listening. The Ramen Noodle is produced and sponsored by D. Joseph Design at djosephdesign.com.